Gary, you've recently moved to Albany. How are you finding it?
Well, I really haven't had much of a chance yet to learn a lot about the town and to meet a lot of people because we've just been so busy here. We had such a short period from taking over the management of the venue on behalf of the government to our first live performance to the opening, and now we're in the process of getting things ready. So other than whizzing out and trying to find somewhere to eat after 9 o'clock at night, which is pretty difficult in Albany, it's I haven't had a great deal of, you know, time really to have a really good look around yet. Everybody raves about the quality of the food, the Growers Market down here for Saturday morning, and a surprising number of really good restaurants, which I've managed to get to 3 or 4 of them so far, and they're excellent. You know, that really would stand up anywhere.
You've had a prolific background in theatre and venue management, both in Perth and in the eastern states. Could you tell us a little bit more about some of your past achievements?
I suppose I've been very lucky in that I've had continuous employment, which since I graduated from NIDA a long, long time ago, you know, I worked for the Melbourne Theatre Company, and that was a great opportunity because it was a time when they were the biggest theatre company in Australia. So here in Perth, I mean, I've basically been based at the Playhouse since 83, but during that period, I've worked for 5 different companies, and I've also managed Subiaco Arts Centre, which it was the Subiaco Theatre Centre, the Quarry Amphitheatre, the Playhouse Theatre. I even had a stint down at Bunbury as the acting manager down there while they were looking for a new manager. Also looked after the opening of PICA, the Perth Institute of Contemporary Art, and also looked after for the Perth Theatre Trust, the arts workshop and costume hire section for a number of years. So it's been a terrific time.
A very busy man. The centre had its official opening on the 12th of December last year. What was that experience like for you?
Well, it was just, I suppose, what was really interesting was the very little time we had to get the whole thing happening. I mean, I think in something like 8 weeks I had to, from sort of knowing that I was going to be looking after the centre to getting the first, the opening concert up. And we had something like 120 musicians on stage, 120 in the choir, and just even the logistics of that, but also a brand new venue. We hadn't even unpacked the stage lights at that stage, so we had most of the audio equipment was still being installed. We found out pretty quickly what the local politics were in terms of, you know, having so many people involved, so many different organisations. And I think the response, you know, we tried to make sure with the actual concert itself, the way it worked, that we could showcase the venue. And the response from everybody was just fantastic.
Being the first ever general manager of the centre must have and will have some unique challenges. Could you tell us about those?
When this venue was being built, one of the ideas was that next door would be a 5-star hotel and that this would then also operate as a conference seminar centre with the hotel. And of course the idea then was that the food would be prepared in the hotel and brought across to the centre. And because the hotel complex is probably another 2 years away, we've had to upgrade the kitchen here into a full food preparation kitchen so that because we have got 2 spaces, the studio space plus the main auditorium, it still provides us with the opportunity, you know, to look at seminars and things like that. It's trying to, I think, ensure that we've got a steady stream of productions coming through and supplementing it with seminars, conferences, and we even have our first wedding booked in a couple of weeks' time into the studio, so that utilising the building as if we, you know, were a city venue, but it's a different utilisation. We'll certainly be endeavouring that there's something happening here every week, if not every day, in the venue.
I guess what a lot of people would like to know is what you've got planned for the centre this year. Are there any big names coming this way?
Between beginning of February and end of March, for instance, we're going to have over 16 productions coming through. We've got, the Great Southern Festival, which is a part of PF, and Rod Vivest has got a great program this year. We've got a major production from the festival in each Friday evening through February. And we're talking to Rod at the moment that we're hoping that we'll be able to perhaps run a little mini festival club in the cafe bar area here of a Saturday night to complement the Friday night, which would perhaps have the opportunity then of employing some local musicians to perform, and just, you know, to make it give the place a bit of a sense of vibe, really, and to give them a place that people can come and feel as though, you know, they're a part of the festival. Because, you know, Rod uses a number of smaller venues as well, but with our second studio space, it means that, you know, some of those activities he might have had to have done elsewhere that couldn't have been accommodated at the town hall, we'll be able to do here in the centre.
Thanks for your time, Gary. Good luck in the future.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.